Baptists are getting blackballed in Ukraine. Today is the International Day of Families. And can you name one of the largest mission fields in the United States? We'll tell you what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 7 Ukrainian soldiers are dead after being ambushed by pro-Russian insurgents. This just before European brokered peace talks began in Kiev. Slavic Gospel Association supports churches in both nations. SGA's Joel Griffith says as political uncertainty continues, Baptists in Ukraine are facing difficulties.
The current acting president of Ukraine is a Baptist evangelical himself. Baptists are being falsely blamed for the situation in Ukraine right now, and the churches are encountering some pressure because of this.
Despite the propaganda, Griffith says churches want to reach out with the gospel, but lack of funding makes that difficult. SGA is helping with that through their Crisis Evangelism Fund.
We want to be able to give the churches on the ground the resources they need to respond most effectively, not only with physical help, but also to reach out in love with the gospel.
Your support helps refugees, pastors in crisis areas, and literature distribution. Click on the story for links to give. We turn next to Syria, where women are paying the price of war. Many are being sexually assaulted while trying to flee the country, while others are taken as brides for the militia. Baptist Global Response says some refugee widows are becoming prostitutes in order to feed their families. BGR partners are helping women overcome emotional trauma through regular Bible studies. They're also helping physically with food aid. Find the full report at our website. This is Mission Network News. It's Christians on the ground who best know how to reach their neighbors with the gospel. Missionaries able to customize resources can best suit local needs. Elliot Dawson of Mission Aviation Fellowship discusses a brand new software program released yesterday.
Lumen is a content creation tool for e-learning materials that allows you to create a number of different kinds of materials for Bible study courses, for discipleship courses, just different kinds of learning materials that can really help the isolated church.
The program's practical, versatile, and easy to use.
85% of the world's churches are led by people that don't have any theological or ministry training. So this is really exciting. This is what this tool is all about. It allows you to create materials that can be shared on the mobile devices, get into the hands of those leaders and pastors that need content.
Find the link to the software at our website and spread the news. Meanwhile, today is the International Day of Families. Celebrate families with Compassion International as they work to establish strong Christian families all around the world. They're offering a free children's magazine which informs kids and their families about other children around the world. Compassion believes families who do service projects together grow stronger. For information about the Explorer magazine and other resources, just visit our website. And can you name one of the largest mission fields within the U.S.? Native Americans are the least likely to know Christ, says Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.
4% know Christ after several hundred years of gospel work among them. Satan has successfully blinded us to them and them to Jesus, thinking he's the white man's God.
That's why RHM equips dozens of believing Native youth through their On Eagle's Wings ministry.
They're the ones that are doing it, and they're the ones who should be doing it, telling their people about a brown-skinned Savior. He grew up poor. He grew up in a village where people thought nothing good came out of that village. He died a violent death. That's like the reservation.
This summer, around 50 Native young people will be sharing the gospel with their peers on 10 different reservations. You can help make this outreach possible by sponsoring someone on the OEW team. Get all the details you need at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support Mission Network News with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.